This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. While the Senate Finance Committee began working through the budget Tuesday,
this year's budget proposes an overall reduction in spending of $1.2 billion.
The House Appropriations Committee was taking public testimony on it.
Thank you for coming today for this testimony.
Much went as expected, requests for more money to cover jobs and services.
I am now faced with two vacancies while the fall elections quickly approach us. I cannot afford to lose these positions.
Please prioritize funding waiver services in this year's budget.
The state is in a budget crisis, and we all understand that. But our families are in crisis, too.
But committee members got quite a surprise when juvenile justice advocates spoke. Rachel Gassert with the Juvenile Justice Project.
The administration's proposed budget requests $3.5 million in additional spending to operate a new 72-bed secure facility. The administration's proposal would add more capacity to the system than the Office of Juvenile Justice itself says it needs.
Theo Shaw with the Southern Poverty Law Center agreed.
When the Office of Juvenile Justice opens 72 new beds in its Bunkie facility, it should close 72 beds among its other facilities.
Ruston Representative Rob Shadowin didn't get it. At first,
you're asking for $3.5 million?
No, I'm asking that the Office of Juvenile Justice does not get $3.5 million.
Well, don't let that out because there will be other people wanting it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Keeping the number of incarcerated juveniles steady is just one money-saving idea. What others might the public come up with as their input on the budget proposal continues today? For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.